Egypt's deputy military chief has ordered former President Hosni Mubarak under house arrest. Earlier, an Egypt court ordered Mubarak's release on bail on his last corruption case. Cairo residents are voicing mixed opinions following the news.
This is a disgusting charade by the judiciary, the army, the police, in order to reinstate Mubarak and his corrupt regime and to rob the people of their revolution. He should have been released a long time ago. God forgive them for what they have done, and the judiciary has ordered this, so that should be enough. I have complete faith in the Egyptian judiciary.
Mubarak still faces a retrial on charges of involvement in the killing of protesters during the 2011 unrest, which toppled him. Over the weekend, a court postponed the retrial of the former president over charges of protester death to this Sunday amid ongoing riots after the ouster of his successor, Mohamed Morsi. Meanwhile, the European Union has decided to restrict the weapons export to Egypt after the 28-member bloc's foreign ministers' council meeting in Brussels. Before the meeting, some EU members had requested the bloc to cut off the 5 billion euros financial assistance to Egypt. But the council failed to reach an agreement on this issue, worrying it would hurt the fragile economic situation and the people in Egypt. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton.
We've agreed as well to review the issue of our assistance to Egypt, with the understanding that assistance to the most vulnerable groups and to civil society must continue. Member States have agreed to suspend export licenses to Egypt of any equipment used for internal repression and to reassess their export licenses covered by the EU common position.
EU also called on all Egyptians to refrain from actions that would incite future violence. For CRI, this is Cao Yue.